This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Wa alaikum.
SubhanAllah, the closest have asked me to share a few words. And where do you start when you speak about someone who has a special place in your heart? Sincerely, I feel that we have said a temporary goodbye to a brother who manifested several narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I think he was an embodiment of the hadith, take advantage of five circumstances before another five overcome you. He was blessed to do phenomenally well with his youthfulness before he aged, with his good health, before he became sick, with his wealth, before he became bedridden and unable to work, subhanallah, and also with his free time. Well, for him it was alternative time, it wasn't free time, before he became busy, and also his life before he passed away. I told my brother just a few days ago that Allah has made you live 20 years in 2 years. He's battled with cancer for almost 2 years, and it literally feels like he lived through 20 years of ibadah. The patience that he manifested, his pleasure with the decree of Allah, subhanallah, that he constantly made apparent, and he went through a lot. Honestly, I would meet him and feel when he was healthy that this is a man who teaches us how to die in his living. And then when I used to meet him during this 2 year battle, I found myself with a man who taught us how to live in his dying. Subhanallah. This is the reality of our brother Azhar. He was an embodiment of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Adinun nasiha," religion is a nasiha, for he endeavored to give the rights to Allah, the rights to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the rights to the Book of Allah, subhanallah, the rights to the imams and the du'at, and also to the masses of the Muslims. He was a means for many of the people that you see here, subhanallah. You can see all the cameras out live streaming. They're live streaming to his communities in Doha, in the east of the globe, in Sri Lanka and other places, because everywhere I went, subhanallah, everyone only had the best things to say about our brother. And what was amazing about him, they would tell me things that he did and I never knew of. His ability to be secretive, subhanallah, is unmatched. And ever since I knew him, he was a person who always loved to take hold of the opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought in his capacity. Wallahi, my brothers, I know this man to have given an entire month's salary for a cause when there was a need. And sometimes I would have to push him back and say, "Brother Azhar, you have a family, you have other rights." And he would say, "Ya Sheikh, when will we get the chance again?" And he would say this when he was absolutely healthy. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. As if he knew something we didn't know. Once he told me, and I know I'm one of two people who know this, and I reminded him before he passed away, many years ago he said to me, "But Sheikh, you know, I make dua to Allah that I die a shaheed." Wallahi, he said this. "It's beloved to me to die as a martyr." And only one of two people know this. This man is the other man who he told. Such secretive he was even with this idea. And I said to him, "My brother, a person who dies because of a matter that is from the mabtoon, which is internal, like he did, Allah gives them the status of shahada." But not only did he go through the subhanallah, he bled like a shaheed bleeds. Once I met him, subhanallah, he was coughing 4 liters of blood a day because the cancer caused an artery to erupt. But when I met him and he was going through this, he would only say, "Alhamdulillah." This was, subhanallah, the words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with. On the way here, I was telling the brothers in the car that, wallahi, I miss my brother, but I feel immense happiness in my heart. I cannot explain it. I don't feel any sadness. Because look at the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah has brought. People who know him and many people who don't know him, but now they know him, subhanallah. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Antum shuhada'ullahi fil ard." You are the witnesses of Allah on earth. Witnesses to Allah's pleasure over the deceased. You've come out in your numbers. When I see this, I can only feel happy. And I also feel happy because I sincerely feel, as we were driving in the ambulance, I'm sitting next to a person from the people of Al-Firdaus. How can we be sad? Subhanallah. Wallahi, we cry for ourselves. We don't cry for our brother. Because, subhanallah, he came to a world that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described as a prison. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min. It is the prison of a believer. And subhanallah, Allah has given him early release. Perhaps for the good behavior, isn't it? This is what we say. Subhanallah. Allah has taken him back to him early. Why live to till 72 when you can pass away at 52 and do 20 years of ibadah in just 2 years because of your sabr and your patience? Subhanallah, not only him, Allah blessed him with a family that's been through this journey. And I know nothing from them except, alhamdulillah, look at his son. 17 years old, burying his father with such maturity. And we washed his father. We did the ghusl and the kafan this morning. Subhanallah, and he was phenomenal. And his young son Ibrahim, he's going to walk in the footsteps of Abdullah. On Sunday, I arrived back into the country and I came to Leicester to see our brother, and I could see the level of deterioration. And I said to the family, it's a matter of days, maybe a day, maybe a two, maybe two, subhanallah. But he was slightly responsive, and I said to my brother, look around you, look at your son, look at your wife, look at your life. What do you see? Because he's been me with, through my da'wah journey a long time, listening to my lectures, facilitating my own da'wah programs in different countries. Subhanallah, many don't know this. And he would hear me say that ultimately, it's about what you want to see the day you're on your deathbed. That's what matters. When you're on your deathbed and you look at your wife, what do you want to see? When you look at your children, what do you want to see? When you look at your relationship with Allah, what do you want? That's the only thing that will matter. Nothing matters in that state except the matters of the akhirah. You're not thinking about who owes you money, or you know, the damp that needs fixing at home, or the renovation that is pending. You don't think of these things. He's not thinking of these things. And I would ask him many times, what are you thinking about? You're thinking about the dunya? And he would just shake his head. And I said to him, my brother, what do you see? His son was there before his cousin. You were with your cousin, right, Abdullah? I said, what do you see? Hafidh and imam. Strong imam as well. Allahu Akbar. And he leads a salah a day in Leicester, even though they are new residents here. And I know the father's journey making mahafidh as well. You look at his wife, phenomenal patience. Honestly, you know, you feel broken, but you get inspiration from him, from his son, from his wife. They are inspiring you because they are in it, but with absolute patience whilst being pleased with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, he could only speak a little bit, but what I heard come out from him was alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. I just see that which is pleasing to me. We cry for ourselves, we don't cry for him. But it's a lesson for us, my dear brothers and elders in Islam, that what we witness today, we will go through it. Someone else will be putting us down into the grave. And somebody else will be turning our body to face the Qibla. And then a group of people will be filling the grave. How do we want to enter the grave? Because I sincerely believe Allah is going to give him a grave that is a garden from the gardens of Jannah. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. For his service to the da'wah. I called him a Harun of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Musa alayhi salam had a Harun. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described Ali ibn Abi Talib as the Harun, subhanallah, of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This man was a Harun of the du'at and the da'wah. There's many of the famous du'at we love listening to and following online. This man was a means in their da'wah journey, including mine. Many of the big conferences that we've seen, this man was the means, subhanallah, a huge means. And he was a means of building a team around him, subhanallah, that inspired them to become legacy leavers. He moved from Qatar to the UK, as we all think about the future of our families. And when he found a way, he didn't keep it to himself. He brought his brothers from Doha, Hazim here. We have the brothers here, subhanallah. I met them in Doha, now I see them around him. And I would say to him, subhanallah, Allah brought you here and put you through this journey and brought your sahaba, subhanallah. For they were around him in the service of the family. Once he was in Birmingham for months, right? Every day you were driving out with the family, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Honestly, I only feel happiness, brothers and elders in Islam. You know, I spoke at one of the conferences a couple of weeks ago in London. And I mentioned to the audience, where in the Quran Where in the Quran did Allah guarantee us life? We've only been guaranteed death. And we need to shift our paradigms. Because when death happens, we get surprised. But why are you getting surprised? Isn't death the default? Allah promised you death. He didn't promise you life. He didn't promise us life. Which means whenever we wake up and have life, we should wake up realizing we're on borrowed time. We should be surprised that we are alive. And make use of it, because it's borrowed time. Like the people of Gaza, you see them pleased with the decree of Allah, even when 18 family members pass away at the same time. A baby is carried for 9 months and lives for 9 seconds. But they say, Alhamdulillah, why? Because they live the reality that death is guaranteed, not life. So death is normal. When we live, we should be surprised. Yeah? So may Allah make these moments for us to wake up. Let us not be like those who Ali radiallahu anhu described. He said, "An-nasu niyam, wa idha matu istayqadu." That people are asleep, and when they pass away, they wake up. Subhanallah. The people of Gaza, brother Azhar and other phenomenal servants of Allah, subhanallah, they teach us and remind us that sometimes you wake up in the dunya and you sleep in the akhirah. And sometimes you sleep in the dunya and you wake up in the akhirah. That is the reality of life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all, reward you all in full the rewards of attending the janazah. May Allah bless our brother, and may Allah shower upon his family a great patience. As we will make a dua inshaAllah, and as you depart, ask Allah to have mercy on him and to grant him steadfastness to answer the questions of the grave. This is the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The best thing we can do for him now. The best thing we can do for him now is to ask Allah to have mercy on him and to assist him in answering the questions of the grave. Because when our footsteps disappear, Allah is going to release the soul from its holding place. And it's going to arrive here, and the angels are going to arrive to ask him the question. مَنْ رَبُّكْ وَمَا دِينُكْ وَمَنْ نَبِيُّكْ. Who is your Lord? And what was your religion? And who is your messenger? And by Allah, he's a man who I believe inshallah will answer the questions. You cannot guarantee answering these questions. This is the only exam we have the questions to. But there's no guarantee you'll answer the questions. But my brother used to always say, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِي مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَسُولَ وَنَبِيَهِ. He practiced his whole life to answer these questions by saying, I'm pleased with Allah as my Lord, and Islam as my religion, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his Rasul. تقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال. May Allah accept from us our deeds and have mercy on the deceased and grant a beautiful patience to the family. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.